listening ears. I'm once again your gracious, dedicated, humble host, Paul Anthony Walker, and this is the Paul Anthony Walker Podcast. Now, there was an interesting, story that I came across on TV. I think it's Forensic File. I think it's a channel called Forensic Files. But anyway, I stumbled upon it when I was watching TV. And there was a story about a cop and his wife, and there was a lot of infidelity in the marriage, and his wife ended up killing herself. But the crazy thing about this whole story was they thought the cop, which was her husband, had murdered his wife. And to make a long story short, there was a lesson for this cop to actually learn from this great ordeal. See, they had this cop about to go to prison for the rest of his life. And, you know, they was actually trying to convict them of killing his wife. But luckily the defense, you know, they actually had a bad demonstration. I guess they was in the bedroom when the whole crime committed or took place. Or should I say they were saying that he was in the bedroom when it took place. But anyway, the whole situation was they thought he killed his wife. And the cop was like, they went back and, you know, they were like, nah, he didn't do it. You know, the defense made their statement or testimony or whatever, you know, against the prosecution, you know what I'm saying? And he got off, you know, but he said if he would have went to prison, you know, he would have ended up killing himself because, you know, cops in prison, you know, it's just like a person that actually, you know, mess with kids, you know, little kids, you know what I'm saying? A pedophile and cops are the top targets when it comes to in prison, you know. But anyway, so this cop was saying that he used to always thought everybody was in prison was guilty. You know what I'm saying? He said he thought every person in prison was actually guilty. Now, he didn't kill his wife, and they was about to send him to prison, an innocent man. You know what I'm saying? So there was a lesson learned from what I'm telling y'all about. Never just cast judgment on every person, you know what I'm saying? Especially people that's in prison, because there are a lot of people in prison that are actually innocent. Very innocent, you know what I'm saying? And so this cop, he ended up learning that lesson, you know, that, hey, I'm judging all these people in prison. Now I'm about to go to prison for something that I didn't even do. You know what I'm saying? So there was a lesson learned about the whole situation. Dealing with this cop, you know, he admitted it, that, you know, he did infidelity. His wife actually also did infidelity too. But the thing about the crazy thing about this situation was his wife was actually setting him up. Like, even though she killed herself, she had written a letter, you know, I guess it was a suicide letter, whatever, to actually set him up as that he actually killed her or something, whatever. It was really bizarre how they actually was talking about it. But she actually had a bruise or whatever, but they didn't find that he bruised or whatever. They were actually trying to say, well, where did she get this bruise from? You know, so on her arm and this suicide letter, you know. So this was a crazy story, but the cop ended up learning a lesson in life. You know what I'm saying? Be careful how you judge people, because the shoe could be on the other foot and you could be the one that's going to prison for something that you didn't do. Now you claiming your innocence. You know what I'm saying? So this was a very, very interesting Forensic Files story, you know, like very, very interesting. They just caught my attention. I was like, wow, this is crazy. And, you know, the cop, he ended up not going back to the police force. I think he ended up, what they say, he was a foreman or something like that, working on an oil rig or something. But he never did go back to his police job. And he pretty much said, as a cop, I used to think everybody was in prison was guilty. So he learned a lesson. He learned a very, very powerful lesson. And be careful how you judge people. And, you know, you don't know. Some people are not as bad as you probably think they are. And you could be in a situation where you are actually a bad person or accused of being a bad person. But anyway, thank all y'all for tuning in. Peace.